Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Today is designated as National Amber Alert Awareness Day. Since the program's inception, the Amber Alert Network has helped to find and safely recover over 550 children across the country. In November 2002, the state of Oregon announced the Amber Alert Plan, a voluntary partnership between law enforcement and local broadcasters to send out emergency alerts to the public when a child has been abducted. As far as Oregon's record goes, since 2002, there have been 16 activations and the safe recovery of 18 children. We asked Caltrans Public Information Officer Scott Berger about the progress at the Mad River Bridge. Berger replied that the unseasonably dry weather has extended an already productive summer and fall 2011 construction season. The north and southbound Mad River bridges are nearly completed, and two lanes open on the south bridge and one lane open on the northbound bridge. The project completion, it's slated for winter this year, and the project cost is approximately $40 million. A new fire fee has opposition firing up. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
The State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection voted 5-2 to approve a $150 fee for rural landowners to fund CAL FIRE and fire protection for state responsibility areas. The bill was passed last July as an extraordinary measure by the state legislature and has faced backlash from landowners who will foot the bill. Opponents of the measure call the fee nothing more than a tax that only adds to revenues landowners already pay for fire protection. It was last year when the governor's budget cut more than $80 million from the CAL FIRE budget, and another $12 to $15 million could get cut this year as well. The budget cut also means the loss of more than 700 seasonal firefighters hired for the peak fire season. Chief Ken Woods of Humboldt Bay Fire has been an opponent of the bill since it was first introduced.
It's very much going to hurt local fire service, particularly, for instance, our fire district, in our ability to raise fees or raise revenue for local fire protection. We're the ones that provide the primary fire service in the SRA within our area in Humboldt County. CAL FIRE is gone essentially 7 months out of the year. We're the first responders. We're the ones providing the service. And with this $150 fee per parcel, it just makes it that much difficult for us to go out and ask the voters for any additional money.
The fee is expected to raise about $100 million a year that would be earmarked specifically for fire prevention and fire protection services.
Thanks, Dan. In Mendocino County, telemarketers have been calling residents claiming to be employees of the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office, the Deputy Sheriff's Association, and the Sheriff's Activity League in Del Norte County are not conducting any fundraising using any type of phone solicitation at this time. If you're contacted by telemarketers that declare they are associated in any way with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office in any type of fundraising effort, please call immediately to report it to their office. More KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Near Oreck, sheriff's deputies were called out to an area at the end of Hufford Road Wednesday night. After receiving a report of suspected drug activity, deputies made contact with two people, 56-year-old Frank Lindbergh of Curry County, Oregon, and 42-year-old Pamela Stevens of Washington State. Lindbergh initially provided deputies with a false identity, and after deputies searched the vehicle, they found a variety of drugs, including hash and prescription drugs, according to reports. Lindbergh's true identity was discovered once he was booked into county jail, and he was found to have absconded on his parole and was wanted in Oregon. Stevens was found to be in a misdemeanor possession of depressants and was cited and released at the scene. In Mendocino County, under pressure from the federal government, the County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to review the county code regulating the growth and sale of medical marijuana on county land. Mendocino County has been at the forefront of permitting, regulating, and taxing medical marijuana grows, but County Chief Executive Officer Carmel Angelo was forced to call for the meeting after U.S. attorneys have targeted the county as flouting federal law. Mendocino Supervisor and Board Chair John McCowan said that if the federal government is not going to provide the resources to eradicate all the marijuana they consider illegal, then they should not interfere with local regulatory efforts to protect public safety and the environment. The board will consider the issue at its January 24th meeting and then finalize its decision next month, February 14th. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.